With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An assailant drove a car into people outside a synagogue in Manchester in northern England and then began stabbing them, killing two and seriously wounding four on the holiest day of the Jewish year. Police described Wednesday's assault as a terrorist attack. Richard Ferrer, editor of the Jewish News, says the sense of safety Jewish people have had in modern Britain has been eroded since the October 7th attack in Israel.
While we've looked around the world at attacks in Pittsburgh, in France, in Germany, we always felt that it wouldn't be long before something like this happens here in the UK. And today is that day.
Officers shot and killed the suspect. Two other suspects were arrested. Police say they believe they know the identity of the man who carried out the attack, but have not confirmed it. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the administration is working hard to end the government shutdown.
The president, vice president, the entire team here will continue to work and talk to members on the Hill to try and come to a resolution, to try to encourage Democrats to muster up the courage to do the right thing.
With the Senate out until Friday because of the Yom Kippur holiday, the shutdown will be in effect until at least then. Meanwhile, Leavitt says the administration is looking at sizable layoffs in the federal workforce. President Trump has declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants and says the United States is now in an armed conflict. That's according to a Trump administration memo obtained by the Associated Press. A person familiar with the matter says Congress was notified about the designation by Pentagon officials Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 78 points, the Nasdaq rose 88, the S&P advanced 4. This is SRN News. Today is Bring Your Bible to School Day.
The event, sponsored by Focus on the Family, is designed to encourage Christian students to bring their Bibles to school as a public expression of their faith and to inspire conversations about religious freedom and personal beliefs. All students are invited to participate, but adults are also encouraged to bring their Bibles to their workplaces. The 2025 event is inspired by James chapter 1, verse 22, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." A reminder for participants that living out Christian faith is an active daily choice. George Williams, SRN News.
The Christian Post reports Elon Musk, billionaire founder of Tesla and SpaceX, reposted a message from Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk on Sunday in which he encouraged people to go to church. Musk has identified himself as a cultural Christian in the past but has stopped short of fully embracing Christianity. SRN News. The impact of a government shutdown may be felt at national parks around the country. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Under a government shutdown contingency plan by the Park Service, roads, lookouts, trails, and open-air memorials will generally remain accessible to visitors. However, parks without accessible areas will be closed. Bill Wade is executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers.
They won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response.
His advice, check online. I'm Julie Walker.
Berkshire Hathaway is buying Occidental Petroleum's chemical division for $9.7 billion in what may be one of the last big deals of Warren Buffett. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.